Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. Today, we're going to be talking about moving yourself and others to another stage at work. We've had a huge discussion of ethics on this, and that will begin. We're going to keep talking about that as well. That'll be all sprinkled through how we talk about using these stages in business and at work with your colleagues, with your employees, with your bosses, with your customers, and your marketing and your negotiation. A hugely powerful tool, and with great power comes great responsibility, right? But we're going to be talking about kind of the nuts and bolts of how to do that. Before we get started, a quick shout out to new listeners in Chicago, Illinois. Cool town. So nice to have you here. Thank you for this connection. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the link in the show notes and let me know how I can help. Okay, moving yourself and others to another stage at work is all about asking the right questions. Leading the right tasks, reading the right resources. Why? It's the same as moving yourself from one stage to another, just with some nuances. So as you know, each stage has a set of questions. And if you don't know about that, then either get the book, Purna Asati, A Roadmap to a Better Life Through Complete Connection. You can get that in print. You can get it on Apple Books. You can get it on Kindle. You can get it on audiobook, or you can go over to lastingpeace.org and click on the roadmap. That is the book right there, all in one ginormous webpage, and you can work your way through the roadmap. If you sign up at lastingpeace.org, and of course everything's free, you're going to be automatically enrolled in an email course about every 3 weeks that's going to send you the next stage. And you can link over to the homework page there and see all of these stages and questions and everything else that are associated with each stage. The roadmap itself, which is the book, has the most complete set of the questions that you're going to need for this. So each stage has a set of questions that you can use to move yourself or other people to the next stage. Because all of the work and the questions that you have in one stage are actually designed to complete that stage and move you to the next. And there's also a set of recommended resources that can do the job as well, books and podcasts and things like that that are listed in the roadmap. So you want to use the questions when you need a fast but temporary shift. And that's very quick to do. You want to use the resources and the tasks, that is the reading and the tasks, as part of a more complete employee development program for a permanent shift, right? So you can use the questions for a temporary shift, but you're not going to change stages in you or anyone else permanently unless they choose to do the work. And that's going to mean doing the tasks and maybe reading some of those recommended resources. So let's talk about each of those. So quick shifts in stage are really great for a meeting or if you're having an effort on a specific topic, specific projects. You can shift teams into the right stage for the task by asking them the right set of questions to get them into the mindset at the beginning of their efforts. Because people come into work each day in all kinds of stages, right? And the stage they came to work in yesterday may not be the stage they came to work in today. So you may want to set the tone for the meeting or the day or the task, and just for a quick shift. So you can shift teams into the right stage for the task just by asking them the right set of questions, get them into the mindset at the start. And then at the end, don't forget to shift them back. Send them home in a more appropriate stage. So what are some good stages for home life? Great home life stages include stage 8 through 11. Peaceful, happy, joyous, purposeful, loving. It takes just minutes to set the right tone for any task. This is not a long, drawn-out procedure. This is minutes. And the results are totally worth it. So let's take an example. Let's suppose you need everyone in the company to be in stage 4 for the holiday season. Why? Needs of others. You want them focused on customer support. Well, one way to do that is to choose a charity to sponsor and post it prominently as your employees walk through the door. And then in the break rooms, post questions that get them thinking about their favorite charities or what kind of help they really think is needed or how they'd like to be involved. So this will automatically have them focusing on the needs of others. That's stage 4. And that attitude of focusing on the needs of others will translate to customer service quite naturally. So think about every time you ever walked into a big store in December and walked past a Salvation Army bell ringer. I'll bet the customer service inside was of higher quality than other stores that did not have a charity prominently displayed. Think about it. It works. So you put them in the mindset of focusing on others, and others will include customers too. Let's take another example. Suppose you need an innovative new product idea. Then I would designate a specific workroom and post a set of questions that dismantle the status quo for that product category. The human mind cannot leave a question unanswered. That's why questions are so powerful. So just being in the room with these questions will make the team challenge the way things have been done before. So if your company policies and procedures are important to you, then you should be really, really careful to separate your innovation teams from everybody else so that stage 7 mindset of questioning everything does not run rampant through your entire organization. That's why you might want a designated innovation space where you can promote questioning everything but protect people who are not on that team and prevent them from kind of that contagion. But if, however, you're in maybe a startup and you thrive on new ideas and you thrive on questioning the way things are and you want everybody to act that way, then feel free to post stage 7 style questions openly, right? Put them right at the entrance of your business as you walk through the lobby, as everybody comes in or as everybody signs on to whatever portal in the morning to start their work. Hit them with the stage 7 questions. Put them in that mindset. Post them openly. Get those new ideas flowing easily. But don't expect employees in that stage 7 mindset, whether they're there for innovation or anything else, they're also going to be questioning everything you say. So be prepared to be flexible with your policies and your procedures. The point is to craft the right mindset while understanding that your employees are human. They're traversing the cycle of development, and so are you. And we're all evolving all the time. Now, for any company, stage 8 and stage 9 employees are incredible for just about anything. The problem becomes that most adults in the Western industrialized world are in the stage 3 to 6 range on a daily basis. And this is probably not just in the industrialized world, but 3 to 6. Anywhere, if they're worried about their needs, they're worried about other people's needs, maybe their family's needs, they're worried about their, they're stuck in their ideology or their sort of passive ideology, live and let live in stage 6. So most of your employees are coming in a stage 3 to 6 mindset on average. And if it's an election year, that's only going to make it worse. That's going to move most of your employees are going to be coming in stage 5. And they can be argumentative, divisive, confrontational. So what can you do? You can shift them temporarily into some other later stage. And you can do that on a daily basis just by posting the right things when they come in. Or if you really want it to stick, you can set up an employee development program for more permanent results. And that can be, you know, fair. That doesn't even have to be complicated. See, once someone reaches a solid stage 8, which is really about purpose, or stage 9, which is focused on consciousness, they will still sometimes be pulled around to other less productive stages, but they will not, in general, stay there long enough to cause too much damage to themselves or to their productivity. But through what essentially constitutes a book club, you can move large numbers of interested employees from stage 3 through 6 to stage 8, 9, probably in a matter of a few months without taking a lot of time out to do it. Just follow the tasks and follow the resource recommendations in the book, Purna Asati, A Roadmap to a Better Life Through Complete Connection. So start at stage 1 and work your way forward. You can do this completely free for everybody at your company at lastingpeace.org, or you can get books and pass them around, and you can do it all kinds of different ways. But start at stage 1 and work your way forward. Do the homework, read the recommended resources, and offer an opportunity for open discussion and for questions. Really simple. And you'll find that most people are excited to do this on their own time. If you want a more tailored employee development program, it might look like your employees receiving a set of books each month to move them along, with homework assignments through email, maybe a custom forum for discussion and questions where maybe they've got direct access to me or some other mentor who isn't their boss, somebody they would actually be honest with. And then you may find that interested employees are happy to pursue this type of program in their off time because of the massive improvement in the quality of overall life, not just work life, but their relationships that comes with it, their home life, their general sense of self. So people don't leave companies. They leave managers. So when your company is a source of personal development and an improving life, and your managers are a part of it, everyone will want to work for you, and they will do a better job. They'll be more productive. They'll be more purposeful. They'll be happier. They're bringing positive attitudes. They're bringing positive emotions to everything they do, and that's just going to swirl up in a spiral of awesomeness. All that petty infighting and office politics and all that those other time wasters that go by the wayside. It makes everybody more productive. And it's that simple. So let's review. You've got two real options here. You can temporarily shift individuals or groups of people into a more optimal stage for the day or for a meeting for a particular project. Now that temporary shift will not last. As soon as they go home, whatever's happening at home will shift them in somewhere else. So you never know how they're going to show up each day. But, you know, sometimes this works just for one meeting. And there are a lot of good reasons to only choose a temporary shift. If you want a more permanent shift, then you can simply offer effectively a personal development book club. That you'll find that most employees are happy to do on their own time just because of everything that it gives them. And you have them start at stage 1 and work their way forward effectively. You could even just have them sign up at lastingpeace.org and start doing the email program. But you're going to want some kind of extra little bit of structure built around that, whether you are having books sent to them every month or whether you make sure they have access to a mentor who is not part of the company so that they can ask questions honestly and openly. Whatever structure you choose to build around that, it doesn't have to be expensive. It may not cost you anything at all. But the effect is going to be a much more productive workforce. So that is the point for the day. So you can move people temporarily, or you can help them shift themselves permanently. And that can be a great thing, not only for your productivity, but for your employee retention. So that's how you can use the stages at work. and move yourself and move others in the right way, in a way that's good for your business, incredibly powerful and effective. There's going to be tons of questions on this one because every business is different, every endeavor is different, every project is different, and every person is different. Every human being is exceptionally unique. So let me know what comes out of this. Use the link in the show notes and let me know what questions come up, what unique situations come up, so that I can send you some ideas back. Thanks for joining me this time. We'll see you on the next episode. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.